opportunity to do for sales swap or wanted items. So, if there are any stations who have a call sign that begins with the letter Alpha, please call KQBAR with your call sign, your name, and indicate whether you have a question, comment for sales swap or wanted item, or nothing, none of the above.
KQBAR. This is Alpha Lima Zero Yankee, Ali from Wayne. No comments for the net for now.
Thank you, Ali. And before we continue, just be advised if you're going to check in via Echolink, it's Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta dash Lima, KD2BKD dash Lima, and we'll do a separate check-in for those stations. Any further Alpha stations? Alrighty, how about stations beginning with the letter Kilo?
Kilo 2, Bravo Alpha Romeo. This is Kilo 2, Lima Alpha X-ray.
Good evening, John. Welcome aboard. What are your intentions?
Sorry about that. Yeah, general comment.
Okay, so noted. Any other Kilos? Okay. How about November stations?
K2BAR. This is November 2, Romeo Bravo Juliet, Jim and Wayne. Good evening, Gordon. Just here to listen in.
Good evening, Jim. Welcome aboard. Okay. Any other Novembers? Okay, moving right along. How about stations with a call sign beginning with Whiskey?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, Bob in Oradell, and no traffic.
Good evening, Robert. Welcome aboard. Any other Whiskeys? Okay, well, let's get right to it. Oh, no, not quite yet. Sorry. Echolink stations. Any Echolink stations? Okay, well, now let's get right to it. So, K2LAX, K2BAR, what's on your mind, sir?
Let's see, two items. The new Racy's repeater, I noticed that a couple of times when triggering it, I actually got another repeater out in Connecticut somewhere that was looking for, what was interesting was it was saying I'm using the wrong tone. So, anyway, that was interesting. The other thing is my VHF radio is activating my paper shredder. Over.
Well, you know, just don't put checks in there unless, you know, they've already cashed them. And, on the other hand, if they're bills, you might want to, you know, have your paper shredder and your 2-meter rig handy.
I never, first time that ever happened, but it was clear, and I had to turn it off during the ArriesNet because it was driving me crazy. Anyway, back to you.
Well, that's very interesting. So, our good friends in Connecticut don't like having neighbors. Well, that's happened before. It happens on 612, by the way. Over the years, some of the repeaters down here have, shall we say, not held their footprint, and others have sought to enhance theirs. And since Connecticut has a separate spectrum management entity, it's not surprising that you run into this little difficulty. Good. I'm glad that you're at least able to get into the new OEM repeater in Bergen County. And for everybody's reference, it's 146.445, 1 megahertz split. And the PL is, what, 192.8, John?
Offhand, I would say that's correct.
You know, 192 whatever is the standard PL. Well, very good. And it hears apparently really well. I haven't tried it everywhere yet, but maybe this week, this weekend I'll take a whack at trying it. Alrighty. So hopefully that's going to get people all excited. Dedicated repeater. That does not mean, by the way, that DCFMA loses their repeaters. They have two 2-meter repeaters with separate PLs, and one of them is co-located with the Bergen County OEM repeater. but they're at different heights on the tower, so it'll all work just fine. Let's see, what else? Not much. I got wiring done into the van, some degree anyway. The desk done and the seat bench all squared away, which is kind of nice. Got to do some more work on that too, but yeah, we're getting there. Just a reminder, VHF contest is this weekend. It's operating 50 megahertz and up from 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday until 11 p.m. on Sunday. And you can work a station once per grid. They're Brovard that you can work them again, but that's pretty much how that game is played. It's not like Field Day where you can work them in different modes. So, anybody else have anything for the net?
Did you be here?
Yeah, Jim.
Okay, Gordon. It's an interesting comment about radios starting up the shredder. I had a not quite as an annoying problem, but I had two Leviton GFCI receptacles. They're the same model, installed at the same time, one in the kitchen, one in the bath, in the downstairs bathroom. And every time I worked 222, they'd all go off, both of them. And it was very consistent and only on that band, so I thought that was kind of interesting that somehow they were sensitive to that particular frequency. Back to net, into RBJ.
Yeah, no, I've had similar issues with various bands and frequencies, power levels and GFCIs, so not lately, which is kind of nice, but we'll see. Anyway, that's heartwarming to know that the only EMC issue is certainly not Rummy John Shredder. All kinds of stuff like this exists everywhere. Alrighty, anything else from anybody tonight? Any other stations wishing to check in? You know, just a reminder, it kind of comes up quick this month because of the way the weekends break, but this is the second weekend in June, and therefore it is VHF contest, 2 on Saturday to 11 on Sunday, and in 2 weeks from this weekend is Field Day, and again, that goes from 2 to 2, or 1 to 2, depending on how you set up, but anyway, it's all good, and at this point, you can expect Ali and Dave Henninger and myself to set up on the mountain, and we'll be operating either 2A or 2F, we're not sure, and we'll have a lot of fun, and you're welcome to visit and even operate if you'd like. So that's all I got. We'll have more details on that later, and wish everyone a fine night, unless anybody else has anything else. Okay, we'll look for K2BAR on 5-2 or 5-5, 5-8, and of course on 223.5 and 446, in addition to the weak signal sides of the bands. They're operating 6-2, 222, and 432, so it should be good. Hopefully we'll work you, and if you are over, just remember to keep separate logs for each grid that you're in. 73 all, and have a nice evening. This is K2BAR, W2TTT, signing clear and going QRT. I'm tired. Gonna call it a night.
NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. W2UHS repeater. This is an open repeater system. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Get me the Joppa W2TTT.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.